Hey, how you doing?
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome.
So nice. It's like the president.
Stands
up. I feel good. Hi, everybody.
No, I think you have a much better walking
report. Exactly.
Working report.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Very nice to meet you in person, because yesterday I say, wow.
Thank you.
But I saw the movie.
Today you're Rob Lowe, you're not the character, right?
I might. I might.
For checking.
You know, for a little bit of something, something. Yeah, it is show business.
Rob, when you first saw the script, when you read it, what first came to your mind?
I just loved the notion of the grizzled, jaded veteran of the Gigolo Wars. Sort of, I thought that was a really good arena, and I thought that I could have fun with it.
It looks like you guys did.
Thank you. I had a blast. I mean, you know, Ken Marino and I spent a lot of time talking about, like, what was the tone for my character. It was in the original script, it was sort of really left open for interpretation, and he was much more, I don't know how to describe it, but what we shifted it to was the, like, he was like a war correspondent talking about, like, you know, like, I lost a toe in the Hamptons back in the early 80s. She had a foot fetish. You know, it's like that kind of thing made me laugh, as opposed to him being, like, overtly sexual or something. Like was this really hard-boiled, tough career. Only the fittest survive. And so it was a nice, I think, way to go.
How receptive was Ken to your input personally, in terms of tweaking little things here and there, in terms of the character?
He and Eugenio were great. I mean, it was so collaborative, and, you know, I came into it. It's always fun to come into somebody else's project. You know, it's a great relief a lot of times. You know, to learn from Eugenio and what he's got going on, and sort of come into his world, was really, 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 really fun for me, and be like at service of somebody else. You know, it's and I like being able to do that. And they in turn were really gracious and, like, wanted my sort of freebies. You know, kind of my stupid ideas. They were like, yeah, do that, do more of that.
Did you have to fake not having the accent? Because you could have done an accent.
I know. I asked about that. I asked, the first thing I read, when I read it, as I asked Ken, I said, should I have an accent too? And he goes, no, you're hardcore American. I'm like, oh, okay. And that was the end of that.
So you did.
Except
yeah.
for the scene when you were trying to learn Spanish.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm as bad as my character. No acting. No acting at all. I don't even think I could say hola correctly. It was bad.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
What are some of the takeaways from, you know, collaborating with Eugenio? What did you take away from them?
I mean, the thing that's the most remarkable, I think, is when you really see him interact with the people who love him so much. It's really, I mean, I've seen a lot of it, and it's really incredible. It's such a, he has such a bond with his audience, and vice versa. I mean, they really feel like it sort of transcends star and audience, and that's really fun to watch. And I have a ton of respect for it, and it was really extraordinary. And then he's just so gracious and humble and on top of it. I mean, every detail of the movie, every element of it, he was completely focused on. And just his work ethic, and I mean, he's the man. I mean,
I would
really
say that you're two of a kind.
Yeah.
It must have been like looking in a mirror.
Well, it's thank you.
That you could say that about you.
Well, that is really nice to hear. I would like to think that about myself. It is funny that I think we might have recognized ourselves in each other a little bit.
It seemed like a great partnership. Do you think you would do something again together?
Oh, we were taught from at the end of the first day. I was like, all right, what are we going to do after this? Literally, the first day. No, we really, because he's, it's a great, it's like all of the really interesting partnerships, it's like really unlikely, and yet also makes perfect sense in a weird way. And I love it. And chemistry is a weird thing. None of us really understand it. If we really understood it, we could all manufacture it every single time.
Well, I wondered about that. It seems to me like it would be hard to cast the perfect ensemble cast, but when putting together an ensemble, it really is mixing, putting together a family. How do you do that? But walking out of the movie and seeing it, it felt like you all went together very well.
It created a world, didn't it?
It did.
It's an interesting tone, too. I mean, it's this really, it's a true mashup, as the kids would say, of Latino humor, culture. It's authentic. I love when Selma and Eugenio are talking and they go back and forth with English and Spanish. Mm-hmm. It feels so real because it is.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, you've got like the Robs or Hubel and Riggle, both of whom I work with a bunch, and the Robs, because they rob you of your moments in the scenes. They are
scene stealers.
The Robs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute, how the hell did I end up with Rob, and Eugenio, and I'm trying to eke out a laugh somewhere? But it all kind of works, doesn't it? It's like you put it in a blender and it works.
You pulled out the police officer suit.
Mr.
Clooney. Mr. George. It was great because a lot of that was improv. A lot of my of that scene where I was like, "This is that whole speech I had about there's crime in this area." All that was just this was so stupid. It made no sense. That was all improv. It was also made me laugh was, "I will hit you in the Lorax." That's not a body part, sir. That is a children's book. It was all just all improv.
How is it working with Linda Lam?
Oh my God, legend. I mean, you know, what an amazing actor, and Raquel. I mean, that was the dreams of a young boy come true. So hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
So wrong.
Both because you are
amazing.
We can't. Yesterday I just laughed so hard. It's super funny. But I also love you in dramatic movies. Like New Hampshire is one of my all-time favorites.
I love
that movie. And you as an actor, what do you like best? Comedy, drama, or is it a balance? Or what do you enjoy the most?
I love having the opportunity to do both. Like I did this little junket in the morning, and then I had to screen a movie of a young director that is offered me a part in his movie. And his movie he did is called Goat. It was came out a couple years ago, and it was fucking amazing.
I think I saw that.
Yeah, it was Nick Jonas, and it was great. So I'm watching that up here, going, "Woof, this is heavy."
Yes.
Woof, and then reading that script. Which is heavy, and then coming down and doing this. So I love being able to have both careers, you know, to be able to do both as silly and stupid and funny and wonderful as I can possibly be, and then still have the ability to go do something dramatic.
Rob, what's obviously the U.S. is very diverse, but what's your take on Latin community coming into the U.S. such as what Eugenio's
doing and
providing this type of entertainment for the people?
It's unbelievable, and the Mexican directors, I mean, it's unbelievable. And I mean, there have always been great ones, but it feels like in the last 5 years, there's been like an explosion of really cutting edge. I think it's sort of an outside the box kind of cutting edge. Like there have always been great Mexican directors. But this is a whole new language of pushing the boundaries of film, and it feels like overnight it happened.
With regards to the logistics, how fantastic was it to film out here in Los Angeles?
Well, the best thing about it is walking the streets of Los Angeles with him. That's the best thing ever. I mean, I've walked down the streets with some pretty famous people in my time, and that was amazing. I mean, we both got our stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, I think in the same month, for sure. Like,
cool.
And I was like, I'm sad to report that Mr. Eugenio Derbez had hundreds of thousands of people. Mr. Rob Lowe, not so much. It was amazing. I mean, his people love him, man. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's really cool. That's the best thing about shooting in L.A. I guess shooting in Mexico City would have been even... Well, we couldn't have shut the city down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. After watching the entire movie, what's your reaction or opinion about Raphael's performance?
Oh. I mean, well, I knew when I saw that little guy. When I met him on the set, I was like, you have to be kidding me.
It's quite the charmer.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's like... I hadn't seen him say, he just came up, hello, and I was like, get out of here with this. And it's so hard to find great kids. It's really hard.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a special, special, special.
He was a really great, that kid.
Isn't he unbelievable? I told his mom, I said, I want to steal him. Yeah. So my boys are all... Take him.
Yeah.
I mean, my boys are all grown up. And,
I have a granddaughter. I like him. Very intelligent.
So smart, so good, great, great actor. And his stuff in the... That's my favorite part of the movie, is all his stuff. That's my favorite part of the movie, by far. He's amazing.
So, you've talked about the film, and we love you on TV.
Oh, thank you.
And you're writing? You're on a back.
Thank
are
you.
Are you writing more? What's next? Directing?
I am... A couple things. I'm doing an adventure show with my sons.
Oh, cool. I have sons too, so that's really
it's
cool.
Fun. It's just an excuse to make them hang out with me.
Yeah.
I'll scoff at nothing.
Grown sons.
So we're doing that. I'm experimenting with a one-man show. I've always wanted to do it. I don't have the time to do plays. Usually it's a 15-week commitment, and I love... keeping that part of my chops up. So in lieu of a third book, I'm writing that. And I'm in the middle of that right now.
Oh, neat.
In terms of places, has the Geffen reached out?
What's that?
The Geffen Playhouse, have they reached out to you?
It's so on the down low. It's really, I'm just seeing if I like it as much as I think I'm going to. And if I do like it as much, then I'll... You know, and that's the thing we were talking about. Somebody was asking me about the state of the industry today, and I was saying what's great about it is everybody does everything. And no one... They might pigeonhole you personally, but professionally, they don't as much anymore. You win an Oscar, and you do a commercial. Mm-hmm. Literally. Like, in my day, it would be unthinkable. Now it's just, oh, yeah, sure. You do a reality show. You don't do reality. You do a play. You do a music video. You do an out. Everybody does everything today. And that's really cool.
You know, Ohana is really embracing online video, YouTube.
No kidding.
To the max. would that be something that you would want to, like, maybe spearhead, kind of like Russell Simmons does with the So Def Digital and whatnot?
Listen, the amount of opportunity that's out there, it's never... There's no excuse for an actor to be bored today. Just none.
Yeah.
You know, he was doing those on the set. We were doing them together, and it's a full-time job just doing your own social media, and I do all my own. And my books and my social media are sort of an extension of that for me. But I would love to do... I mean, anytime I can tell stories... Any platform I'm interested in.
Brian Callen is always singing your praises.
Who is?
Brian Callen.
Oh, you're kidding.
He's always singing your praises on this podcast and whatnot, but I think he secretly wants to beat you.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he calls himself the kid, but no.
I love that.
Kind of to that point, to that nickname, what's your regimen, man? You're well moisturized, dude. You're looking fantastic.
Dude, I have my own skincare line, bro. You got to get it.
All right, shout out.
Profile for men. Get out and get that shit.
All right.
No, profile, in all seriousness, I developed a line because guys say that to me all the time, and I do have a thing I've been doing my whole life. And, you know, most guys, we don't know. We're just like, whatever. If our wives tell us, we'll do it.
Yeah.
In my case, I sit with the best and brightest every day. I sit in their chair. I drink my coffee. I fall asleep. They put all this crap on me and end up looking great. So I came out with my own line. So check it out.
Profile.
Profile. Yeah.
Did you hear that big story that you got hired as a general manager for the Lakers?
Isn't that amazing? Look it up.
Oh, my God. No, that's not. If I don't do this, I will kill myself. But can I sneak in here and get a
seat? Oh, look at this. I'm in a little action.
I mean, like, I've been watching this.
Trying to slide into the DMs.
That's right.
Thank you.
Was just so...
I am the old one.
Ah, nonsense.
In the movie,
I'm not kind.
I'm
just
saying.
Where are the youngest?
I do have the show. In the movie, the old lady. I am the old lady.
I know. You could have been in it with me.
Oh, yeah. Well,
ooh, baby.
No, come ahead.
Okay, get a kiss.
Well,
Rob,
we're jealous.
Yeah, we're jealous.
I like Eugenio, I know Eugenio, but I'm in love with you yesterday. I say, oh, the other one.
Tell him you like me better.
Oh, yeah?
I want to say to Eugenio.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay, enjoy.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.